Coming up next is Forget Regret.
Have swept to glory, Egypt's mastery expands. From the Nile's northern delta to the dry, dry southern sands. The more we find, the more we see, the more we come to love. The more that we explore, the more we shall return. Lines of latitude extend way beyond my wildest dreams. Towards some great triumphant end, we seized the day, we turned the tide, we touched the stars, we marked the grave, we moved into uncharted lands. Fortune favors the brave. The more we find, the more we see, the more come to learn. The more that we explore, the more we shall return. Nothing is an accident. We are free to have it all. We are what we want to be. It's in ourselves to rise or fall. This is easy to believe when distant places call to me. It's harder from the palace yard. Fortune favors the free. Fortune favors the young. Fortune favors the
Forget Regret just sang.
Is that was that
to miss?
That was, yes. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It took you a moment to get it.
I was like, yeah, no, day I was, like today.
Yeah.
I assumed that's where his name was coming from.
That is where his name comes from.
Well, that's when I first saw it. That's like, oh, so it's probably Rent.
That is where it comes from. Okay, Forget Regret. I don't know where to start. At first, the volume levels were a bit wonky, because, like, I had to, like, up the volume a little bit to hear the background vocals, and then you came in, and it was, like, you almost broke my eardrums, because it was so loud, and, like, it was, like, whoa, what just happened? It was doing okay up until you got to the more we see, the more we come to learn. That was the turning point, because then you started, like, improvising your own notes or something. Because it wasn't that they were pitchy notes, it's that they were completely different notes than what was supposed to be there. And then after that, it kind of became, like, a little too overacty for me. Like, I think it needed to be pulled back a little bit. Like, it didn't feel like genuine excitement. It felt kind of like you were in a karaoke bar, like, singing over the top, like, joking around with your buddies.
Like
I don't know. It didn't feel like an on-stage performance type of thing. Because, I mean, that's another thing. You really like Aida, because this is, like, your second Aida song that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm looking at this as though it was a, like, I guess this is like a performant crossover here, because this is a musical theater song, so I'm going to look at it as such. And it just didn't seem like something that, like, if I saw this on stage, I'd be like, whoa, pull it back, Rodimus, pull it back. So pull it back, Forget Regret, pull it back. Jeffers?
I keep telling myself I have to see Aida every time I hear an Aida song. Forget Regret.
So good.
I know. Thought you had good energy, but like Ambi said, the performance was just a little over the top. Vocally, I put down pitchy. I'm really don't know the song. I mean, I've heard it, like, once when Omi did it, but, like, I haven't really heard it since after that, last season. So I just put down Pitchy. And I thought your singing was a little staccato because I think because you were focusing so much on your performance, you were just kind of like, la, la, da, 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 and, like, your notes got very choppy sounding. And, if, like, for musical theater in general, like, they sing in a much more legato style and very, like, Broadway-ish, and I didn't think that was portrayed very good in this. And, like, we're doing a lot of sliding that I didn't think really helped you in this, because when you started on your notes, you'd slide downward, and it just made some notes that started on the right area, like, it's just kind of slid down, and it sounded, like, flat in the end, and I didn't like that very much. So, yeah. Zoe?
Yeah, I have a lot of the same notes as they do. Volume levels, owie my ears. Pitchy. It has energy, but it was topping, and it was a little too big at the same time. So, yeah, that's all I really have.
Okay. Sue, up next is Turtle. Or Turtles.
Turtle.
Turtle pulling a very nice, pretty piano arrangement of Have You Ever from Lizzie McGuire, right?
Oh, no, I wrote the wrong lyric down. It's
Dreams are Made Of.
That's... I wrote it because I only listened to the beginning part of it.
Oh.
And there is a song that sounds very similar to this cover called Have You Ever. And that's what I thought it was.
I was like,
I didn't listen to the whole.
I was like, I was looking at this list. I'm like, I'm not sure if this is right, but I'm not so familiar with Lizzie McGuire, so I'll just go with Ambie's list. And
no. Once I actually got to the chorus, I was like, oh, it's this song, because I did not recognize it as the cover at first, because it's like was all slow and such. So yeah, it's actually What Dreams Are Made Of.
Turtle, I thought this was very pretty, and I like the arrangement of this and your emotion on this. It was very nice, and like it's very different from the original, like, peppy upbeat version, and like I don't know, like, even the lyrics, like, it works so well as like this really emotional song, and I like that a lot. There was two parts where your vocals got a little bit sketch, and I didn't write down where it was, but there was one towards the beginning and one in the middle. Did you guys write down that part?
I didn't write them down, no, but I do remember the parts that you're talking about.
Yeah, but there was two parts where the vocals got a little but for the most part I like this. My other note was that this is a very short song, singing wise
yeah,
because the song itself is only like 2 minutes, and when I went back in time, there was only about 1 minute and 10 seconds of singing, so it was a little, really short and hard to get a grasp of it. But I thought, except for those two parts, it was well done. So, yeah. Zell?
Okay. My first note is, long intro. Did she forget to keep her vocals in there?
Yeah, I thought that too at first.
And then as the song went on, it's like, oh, somebody actually took my suggestion of what dreams are made of. Okay. Didn't actually expect to see it. It was very pretty. This is a different version than what I was actually suggesting, because I did not know this was a cover or whatnot. And it was short, dude. It's like, oh, it's over already. Oh, okay.
Or Dudette.
Dudette? Yes, Dudette. And that's all I really have. I didn't catch those two pitch problems you guys had. So, Amby?
Yeah, I thought it was a decent, nice cover version of the song. But I have to agree on the, like, reiterate the thing about the shortness of it. Like, I'm pretty sure that you asked me, like, something about, like, oh, how long does it have to be? And I said, like, oh, you know, at least 90 seconds would be good. But I meant 90 seconds of, like, singing a song. Like, the first 45 seconds, I think, of this were just pretty piano. So it was really, like, less than some people's audition songs. So, like, it was very, very pretty, don't get me wrong at all, but I would have liked some more, like, substance to critique you on, because I feel like you didn't give us enough to give you, like, a decent, legit critique overall, because, like, by the time it got, I got into the groove of it, it was over already. So, like, yeah. I really only wrote down, like, short, and it was nice. Like, I really couldn't nitpick, like, I couldn't pick it apart any bit besides the little thing that Jeffers mentioned about, like, the two things, and, like, it went by so fast that I didn't even have the time to write down where those sections were, nor do I even remember. It was, like, that's the thing, like, I can't even think back to, like, what I just listened to, because it was, like, I barely listened to anything, because it was so short. Mm-hmm. So just be careful of that in the future. Yeah, just be very careful of that in the future. That's a note to everyone. Be careful that, like, don't do too much, but also don't do not enough.
Yeah, like, I know some people had asked me if reprise songs were usable, and I said no, like, they're too short, like, it's not good enough of a
length. I mean, we're not gonna stop you from doing it, but we're gonna discourage you from
yeah
doing
like
that.
It's not right. An ideal thing to do, so
unless there are decent reprise where it's like there's actual stuff going on,
like a just, lengthy
well, like
one.
Mother's Knows Best reprise, I think, would be acceptable.
Or Belle. As I think Belle's also
yeah that would be another one that's pretty acceptable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I think a stunt reprise is one as well, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's kind of, it's like two characters and odd. And
yeah, so. That's right. Yeah.
Anyway.
In that case, does anybody have anything else to say?
Nope.
Next okay. is Lash.
Wow, Zell. Wow.
Ninja that one from me and Jeffers. Ninja.
Right out from left field.
The Mexican ninja. That's a combination.
No, it has to be guitar. Guitarra.
Okay, let's listen to that.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her? How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her? It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know he loves me? How do I know he's mine? Well, does he leave a little note to tell you you are on his mind? Sending you flowers when the sky is gray. Hey.
Right, and that was Lash with
That's How You Know.
That's How You Know. Yeah, I have it written down as How Does She Know? from Enchanted. You know what song this is by now, hopefully. The one thing that caught me really off guard at the beginning was the break between her singing and the guy coming in. I don't know if that was just me or it felt a little awkward.
I feel like last time someone did this song too, and that guy like threw off the singer too, or it sounded strange when he came in.
I think this is the better backtrack of the two that I've heard.
This is the better one.
That guy
doesn't have the shakers, really annoying in my ear.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Those shakers from hell.
God, those were annoying last season. Okay, volume levels. A lot of the times the music was overpowering you, and it was a little hard for me to hear you. You tend to get this note a lot, and I'm sorry you have to get it again, but your vibrato / shakiness to your voice, it's on and off. I mean, it's a lot more controlled from big portions, but then it comes back and then it's controlled. It's just a seesaw of shakiness and non-shakiness. Let's see. You had good energy dynamics. Emotion, I would say you had good emotion. And you had an abrupt, for me, it sounded like an abrupt ending. The second to last level, I think it is. It could have been a lot softer, gentler. And that's all I have, Ambie.
Ha, you didn't get me yawning this time. I yawned 20 seconds ago.
Good job.
Lash. I liked your energy on this, and I liked how you were playing with it a lot. There was a couple of spots, like, you did something that was unconventional for this song that I thought were cute. Like, they didn't always work 100% for me. There was one thing you did, like, later on the song. I forget exactly what it was, but it was kind of like, oh, that was a little awkward. But you did some stuff in the beginning of the song that I liked. I do have to kind of agree on the vibrato. Like, there were times that I feel like this is an old note I gave you a long, long time ago, or never gave you, or gave someone else. But there were times when I was like, I wish you had been vibratoing on a note, but you weren't. And then there were times when you were vibratoing on a note when I wish you weren't. Like, it was a little, like, overall, you gave me a good amount of vibrato, but you just didn't give me in the places that I wish you had given it to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because, like, a good example of that is on the very last note, I wish you would have done that, like, long, solid note and then just a little vibrato on the end of it. I think that would have made the ending really nice, but it just kind of held the long note out. My biggest thing, though, was Oh, sorry. I thought you hit all, like, the nose when you were belting a little too strongly. I don't know. I didn't get the same volume issue that Zell did, so maybe it was a headphones thing. Because it seemed to me at times that when you hit the nose, like, almost like the volume increased on them and they kind of got all up in my face. But it was just the nose, like the, and the ones that were like kind of held out, like when the chorus was singing under you and you're doing the chorus of "That's how you know he loves you." It was kind of like, "That's how you punch in my face," with the no. And then like backed off again. And then it came back again. Like, it just felt like they were a little too dominant over the rest of it. Like, I thought there were things that you should have been emphasizing more. I think that you emphasized the nose just a little too much. Then that's it, Jeffers.
Yes, Ambi, you're right. I hear your birds in the background. See, it's so late for you.
They're waking up, and I'm not even asleep yet.
I know. I'm surprised you have so much energy this late. Lash, this is like, I thought this was very interesting, because when I heard the beginning, I was like, interesting. Like, this is not a song I would have in mind when I picture Lash.
Me too. But, I'm like, what?
Well, like, at the same time, I thought it worked well. I liked her take on the song, because it was very unconventional, like Ambi said. Like, it was bouncy, and it was upbeat, but it wasn't as, like, cutesy as it normally is. It was a bit more, like, I don't know, it was, like, more happy, I guess. It was still happy, but, like, it was a different kind of happy. I don't know, but I liked it. And I have the same note on the vibrato, but I thought, for the most part, you did a good job keeping it in check. I like how the last note was also strong too, because like I've heard other people do this song and that last note tends to always go into their head voice, and I was impressed that you kept that in your chest. It was a very strong,
that's like a very good point. That's a good note.
It was a strong way to end the song, and I like that. And overall, I thought this was good. Lash, good job.
See, with the birds, now you know how it feels like when we listen to you all the time, Jeffers, with your Hawaiian birds.
This is so like pensive.
This is what it sounds like when we listen to you.
Really? This is so charming, except it's not actual birds. It's usually frogs, but all right.
But they sound like birds to us, but still, yeah.
This is so charming. But this is what it's like.
Yeah, it's real pleasant to still be awake at 4:17 a.m.
It's perfect. It goes right along with Lash's song with the birds in the background going tweet, tweet, tweet as she's skipping down on the flower garden.
I'm about to punch you in the face. Coming up next is Manamana.
We have a public service. I can't say it right now.
This is a public service announcement. We meant to give it during Forget Regrets public service announcement.
Yes.
But people need to read the emails.
I do not spend hours writing them.
Yeah, Zelina slaves over those emails, guys. Slaves over them. It's like, guys, is this good? 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 Yes, no, it's good. It's good. It says right in the email to please not reply with your entry to the email that we send you. Please change the subject of it so that they don't all tag onto it, because we sometimes like have trouble like remembering that they're there and finding them. And the two people that did it tonight was Forget Regret and Lash. We were going to mention it during Forget Regrets, but we forgot to. So now we're mentioning it during Lashes. And we almost forgot again.
Yeah.
So just remember not to... remember not to reply back to our emails as Gmail are in the title, because then they just, because we all listen on Gmail, and it just kind of piles them all together, and then it kind of is like, well, who came in what order? Right. Like, if two people sent at the same time, but then like three people sent in between them, it's kind of, then we have to look at a timestamp, so it's just kind of an inconvenience for us. So
last season was horrible. We had
last season was really bad. We had lots of problems with that last season. So please remember to do that in the future.
But good job to everyone else for following that.
Yes, we only had two this time. I expected way more.
Yes.
But we only had two, so thank God for that. Okay, now coming up next is Manamana.